Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3325, and today's date is April 9th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Warning from Commissioner Carr, Mass Censorship, Dark to Light, Watch the Water. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire Green New scam is completely and utterly just falling apart right in front of their eyes. They can't keep the narrative up. Remember, we have social media today. Maybe back in the 70s when the fake news controlled everything and they said, hey, the seas are rising. Snow is going to be the thing that passed. Actually, back in the 70s, they said we're heading into an ice age. Then they change it into global warming. But again, they were able to control the narrative. It was very difficult to go back in time to research information to see what they were saying. But with today's technology and with social media, with the internet forever, you can go back in time now and find out what they've been talking about. And you can see that they have been lying to the people. Because you have to remember, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they have always been lying to the people, and they will never tell the people the truth. Because their agenda is not to benefit the people. Their agenda is not to help the people in any way, and that includes the economy. Their agenda is total control. And what's very interesting is if you just go back a couple of years, and Libs of TikTok put this out, to 2014, they put out an article that says, wearing jeans will help fight climate change. 10 years later, they said wearing jeans will cause more climate change. Now, think about this for a second. They have no idea because it's all a lie. They just make these things up. And this is what they continually do. I mean, they can fix the entire world in regards to climate change, but they can't help with homelessness. They can't help with poverty. They can't help with anything else. Really think about that for a second. It makes no sense. They can't even predict the weather correctly. And they can't even predict when where the storm's going to hit. They tell you multiple tracks, but they know how to fix the problem with climate. I mean, really think about this for a second. Does that make any sense? No. What does make sense is they want a carbon tax, just like the people out in Canada. They have been hit with a huge carbon tax, and now people are very pissed off and upset because this is just another tax and they can't afford it. And in the end, that's really what they want. They want control of the people. They want to tax everyone to oblivion. So this way you never get ahead and you're always enslaved to their system. This is why they want the Great Reset. This is why they want the Green New Scam. This is why they've been doing all of this, because they want you to pay them every single day just for you to live. That's how they see all of this. But you know what the people see? The people see the liars. The people see the entire economic system completely and utterly falling apart on their watch. Remember, they've been telling everyone, and the Biden administration has been telling everyone, that his policies, if we just pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which he admitted had nothing to do with inflation, they just came up with a ridiculous title to make you think that, hey, if you vote for this, we're going to be able to control inflation. Actually, the opposite has happened here. And you could see that nothing has happened with the economy. The economy has just gotten worse and worse and worse. And this is what people are seeing. And every time they tell you that, hey, by the way, look, we brought down inflation. No, you didn't. You brought inflation up, because when you came into the White House, inflation was very low. Yeah, you brought it down from the high that you created. And this is what people see. And now the people are seeing the entire economic system completely and utterly fall apart right in front of themselves. And you could see inflation, how it's really hitting the people. And all you got to do is, yes, look at the people who are trying to purchase food and items. All you got to do is look at the dollar stores. I mean, right now we have a lot of the 99-cent stores. They're completely and utterly closing. And other dollar stores like the Dollar Tree, they are now increasing their prices on the items. And it's going to go from $1.50 all the way up to $7. So is this the dollar store anymore? No, it really isn't. And most of the people are saying, well, why would I shop at the dollar store when I'm not getting these items for a dollar? I can go to other places and get the same exact items, and I might as well just pay over there. And this really shows inflation right now, because now you're going in there and this is $3, that's $5, that's $6, which tells you that the value of the currency is continually declining. It's not improving, it's getting worse. Remember, it is cumulative over time. Because if we were really at 2% inflation, well, if we go back to 1971, should the prices that we see today, they should only be 2% higher, but they're not. They're about 3,000% higher because it's cumulative. So when they say they can control this, they can't, because it's built in to the private Western Central Bank system. Everything that they've been telling the American people is a lie. And the only way they can cover up their lies is to manipulate everything. And that's exactly what they've been doing. They've been manipulating every single calculation to convince you that something is happening when it really isn't. Just like with COVID. They manipulated you with statistical numbers. They told you, look at the people that got COVID. Remember, they were using a faulty PCR test. Look at the people that died from COVID. Oh, wait, they were paying the hospitals to report anyone that had COVID. They died of COVID using the faulty PCR test. I mean, really think about this for a second. And you could see that people, they're not going along with this right now. The people understand that unemployment is not at its lowest. Inflation is not at its lowest. People realize that we're heading towards a recession, or I do believe we're already in a recession. But many households, they're unable to even make the minimum payments on their debts. E.J. Antoni, PhD, put this out and said, wow, more than 1 in 8 households expect they will be unable to make even minimum payments on their debts over the next 3 months. That's the highest level since tens of millions lost their jobs during government-imposed lockdowns in 2020. It's probably nothing. Wall Street Silver responded to this and said, we supposedly have full employment and a record number of jobs, but 1 in 8 families won't be able to make minimum payments on things like credit cards. If it's this bad right now, what happens when a recession hits and people get laid off? Think about that for a second. it will get a lot worse. And people have a difficult time making payments. People have a difficult time because they won't have jobs. And those companies that are deciding to lay off the American worker and hire the illegals, well, I think the American people are going to get very, very angry as time goes on. And remember, this entire process here is to bring us into their great reset. And they want to make the United States a third world country. This has been their plan for a very, very long time. And yes, they want complete and utter control. They want you paying taxes. They just want you to continually work and work and work to pay them. That's pretty much what they want. And you can see that Biden, he is now desperate because he's losing the younger generation. The younger generation, when they're coming out of school and they have all this student loan debt and they're not making the salaries that they were promised because they went to these majors that there are no jobs, these people are getting angry. Even those people that have jobs, what does inflation do? It makes it so you can't get ahead. You can work 90 hours a week, but if your wages aren't keeping up with inflation, you can't get ahead. And remember, when you first start out in a job, the pay is not very high. And it makes it very difficult to make ends meet. And this is why Biden has to go after the young generation and he has to cancel the student loans. Basically, what he's doing, he's pretty much bribing the young people to do what he wants them to do, vote for him. And Biden, he just announced that he's going to introduce a new student loan forgiveness plan aimed at offering relief to more than 30 million borrowers. The new plan would cancel up to $20,000 of accrued interest for every borrower, regardless of income, with complete forgiveness of outstanding interest for low and middle income borrowers participating in an income-driven repayment plan. So this is what he wants to do. And who has to pay for all of this? I mean, this stuff isn't free. It's everybody else. Ed Wokeness put this out and said, Biden is not canceling student debt. He's stealing our money to bribe millions of Americans to vote for him. He already used $146 billion plus to cancel student debt from 4 million people. Now he plans to bribe another 30 million Americans just in time for the election. And that's exactly what he's doing. But again, who has to pay for all of this? Everybody else. So once again, the other voters around this country, what do you think they're thinking about when they hear this? Do you think, wow, this is incredible? I'd love to pay another $1,000 a month for these people. Absolutely not. Remember, when the government does something like this, they're not playing with their money. They're playing with our money. And this is not going to help Biden in the long run. Actually, it's not even going to help because the younger generation, even when their student loans are canceled, they still can't make ends meet. Their currency isn't going as far. And when they lose their jobs, then what? So do you really think that Biden's going to get the upper hand? No, actually, I think this is going to make it worse for him in the end. But the other thing that we could see is that people, they can't afford houses. Since the interest rates have gone up, salaries have gone down, people are getting laid off. It's getting very, very difficult to afford a home today. Kobisi Letter put this out on X and said, shrinkflation has officially hit the housing market. Housing affordability continues to hit record lows as prices rise along with rates. Home builder's solution is to simply build smaller homes, with the average new home now at 225 square feet. This is down approximately 100 square feet in just 1 year and 250 square feet since 2016. The new reality is that people are paying more to get less with many goods and services. Affordability will never go back to pre-pandemic levels. And yes, most people are saying, you know something, I'm out of the housing market. I can't buy a house right now, especially with the way the economy is going right now. I don't know if I'm going to have my job. Salaries aren't keeping up with inflation and houses, they're just completely out of my reach. This is what people are thinking today. I mean, it's happening in Canada, and that's on steroids, and it's happening here in the United States. And inflation is pretty much hurting everything. Inflation always does. Remember, this is built into the private Western central bank system. As soon as we came off the gold standard, that's when inflation took hold of the entire system and started to destroy it a little bit at a time. And what happens is, as you get to the end of the central bank system, everything accelerates. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Actually, if you go back to Weimar Germany, at the end of the system, what did they see? Hyperinflation. And this is what people are starting to experience here. They're starting to experience inflation that they've never really seen before. Not like this. And now people have a lot of questions about it. But you could see that inflation hurts pretty much almost everything. Richard Stern put this out and said, all as the inflation-adjusted value of IRAs plummet under Biden. Nothing to see here or a perfect storm brewing. So right now we see IRAs, they're plummeting under Biden. This is not good because that is people's retirement. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And there's more and more people actually telling us that a recession is heading our way. FX Hedge put this out and said, the U.S. economy is not yet out of troubled waters and could still face a delayed recession, according to Gary Schilling. The financial analyst who correctly predicted the crisis of 2007-2008 said that the resilience in the U.S. economy since the end of the pandemic has mostly been due to the labor market. But this might start to slow down in the near future. You haven't had the weakness in labor markets that I think you normally would have had and would have caused a recession in 2023. That doesn't mean we won't have one, but it means whatever it is, it's delayed. Well, I do believe it's happening right now. The internals of the economy are completely and utterly breaking down. It's pretty much what we saw back in 2008, 2009. Remember, everyone said everything is fine. There is no recession. Bernanke even said we're not predicting a recession anytime that year. And all of a sudden, the market crashed in 2008, and we were in a recession. And remember, the market is the last indicator that we're in the recession, because way before that, we were in the recession. So what they're saying now makes no sense whatsoever. And we can see that Germany's in a recession, pretty much Canada's in a recession. The U.S. has been in a slight recession for quite a while right now, and it's been getting worse and worse as time goes on. And those people at the bottom, they see it. They see it very, very clearly, because if they're losing their jobs, they're being replaced, they can't afford anything. Well, they know something's wrong with the economy. Now it's moving up to the middle class. Soon, those people are going to start to understand and realize there are major, major problems in the economy, especially when people start to get laid off. That's when people really start to wake up. But again, we know that the fake news, the Biden administration, the Fed, they're going to continually tell everyone everything is great. Everything is fine until it isn't. And that's when everything is going to fall apart. And I do believe that's going to be very, very close to the presidential election. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we do have certain nations buying gold, and they are going to continually purchase gold. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, everybody's asking the question, who is buying gold? Well, folks, the answer is that it's none other than the central banks, which have been buying the shiny yellow metal in hoards. The central bank quarterly gold consumption has skyrocketed since early 2022. In fact, the PBOC has now bought gold for a straight 17 months, and the Russian Central Bank will accelerate the buying from this month. We can see parabolic moves if the retail crowd in the West also jump in. So yes, why would they be buying gold? Because they know in the end, when the system falls apart, those pieces of paper or those digital blips, they're worth absolutely nothing. Because again, you're watching the inflation, which means the value of those blips, the value of the pieces of paper, they're devaluing right in front of your eyes. And they know that gold will protect their wealth. Central banks have known this for a very, very long time. They just tried to convince you that gold wasn't money. They just tried to convince you that you shouldn't have it. But they knew that if anything happened, the pieces of paper, they're worthless in the end. Because think about it, how many pieces of paper currencies have we had in this world? Many. A lot. Because at some point in time, they become worthless. What has always been there? Gold and silver. So I think the central banks, from the very, very beginning, when they ushered in their fiat system, they devised a plan to convince people that you shouldn't have gold, that you should not hold it. Except they do. Why would they hold it if it's not money, if it's a barbarous relic, as Bernanke would say? Because they know the truth. See, they lie to the people, but they know the truth. And when everything starts to fall apart, I think the people, they're going to realize, holy crap, yeah, these pieces of paper, they're worth absolutely nothing. Look at Germany. In Weimar Germany, at the end of that system, the pieces of paper that they had, they were worthless. They were using it to heat their homes. They had wheelbarrows. Kids were playing with it because it wasn't worth anything. You couldn't buy anything with it. And I do believe that's what's going to happen, just like with every other country throughout history. These pieces of paper, they become worthless. And the central banks, they have known this for a very long time. This is why they accumulate hard assets. They're not keeping their pieces of paper, if you really think about it, because they know it's going to be worthless in the end. They want everyone else to keep it. But again, what do they really want to hold? Gold. And that's what they've been doing for many, many years. And I think in the end, as the gold price moves up, as Bitcoin moves up, these are alternative currencies to the private Western central bank. The people, they're going to realize that, you know something, I see what's happening here. Especially when gold and silver and Bitcoin make really incredible moves. Actually, Bitcoin has been making very incredible moves. But when gold starts to make incredible moves like Bitcoin, that's when people really start to wake up. And I do believe we're getting closer and closer to that, because look where gold is today. And this is with manipulation. This is with the paper market. Can you imagine if that was stripped away? I think gold would be much, much, much higher, and people would question the entire system. And this is why the central bank needed to control the gold market at all costs, because if they just let the gold market do what it normally does, people would question the fiat system. They didn't want people questioning the fiat system. But now, since we're at the end of the system and they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, their Green New Scam, and they're destroying their old system, they don't really care about that right now, because they're hoping that they have some type of major distraction and people will forget about gold and they'll worry about the death, the destruction, rebuilding, and they'll be able to usher in their new system. But the problem with all that is that Trump has his secret weapon. That is called peace. Because the deep state, they won't be able to get the war off the ground. And if we have peace, it stops them in their tracks and they're completely exposed. And it means game over for the deep state players. So in the end, I don't believe the deep state's going to win. I do believe the deep state, they're going to actually be completely and utterly exposed to the people of this country and the people around the world. And the people are going to say, you know something, we can never allow this to happen again. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsers, browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22vpn. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22vpn. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are preparing and putting everything into place for the presidential election. And yes, they are putting things into place to cheat. They're putting things into place to say, hey, this is why the elections are delayed. They're putting things into place to say, hey, by the way, we might have to postpone the elections. They're going to use everything they possibly can use and to protect themselves against losing in the election. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that the deep state players, they're going to use every single tactic and they're going to try to manipulate, postpone, or do whatever to the election. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. Because again, what happens when they move forward with their plan? Well, today, the people, they understand that mail-ins, well, that leads to what? Cheating. They know that the tactic of postponing the election leads to what? Cheating, because then you bring in other ballots or you bring in other mysterious votes that weren't around before and you use them to cheat. If you try to stop the elections, that shows that, yes, there's always been foreign interference. And when they told us that the elections were completely secure back in 2020, and they use a cyber attack, let's say, against the election system, well, this entire narrative is going to go down the drain. And people are going to realize that, well, wait a minute, if they could do this in 2024, why didn't they do this in 2020? Maybe there's something to this. And I think a lot more people are going to wake up and they're going to realize that, you know something? Yeah, the elections were rigged in 2020. The elections were rigged in 2022. And now the elections are rigged in 2024. And it's the same pattern of cheating. And I think when all this starts to come out, this is when the deep state players are going to have to really react in a way that people aren't going to believe. Because I do believe that we're going to see chaos. I do believe we're going to see the insurgency. And the people, they're going to see something that they thought, oh, this only happened during COVID and during the 2020 riots. This time around, I do believe that the deep state has to go all out and they have to push their agenda in a way that people, I think, will be shocked while bringing us into war, while having the economy break down. But remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have the secret weapon because everything that the deep state's going to try to do to cover up all their treasonous crimes, their pedophilia, their networks that they have, it's all going to fall apart because to cover it up, you need a cover story. Like if you go back to 9/11, remember there was the missing money and Rumsfeld, you know, the day before was talking about it. And then we had 9/11. What happened to that entire story? It just completely and utterly disappeared. They're hoping to do this with the insurgency. They're hoping to do this with war. But Trump's secret weapon is peace. So if you don't have a war and the insurgency doesn't work, what happens? Everything that they have done is then exposed. They can't hide it. And now the people will see it. So in the end, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to have all the leverage, especially when the people say, we want to vote. And if we have to use paper, we will use paper. Because once that happens, the deep state is screwed. And I do believe they know this. And this is why they will be pushing their insurgency. This is why they'll be pushing war. And what's very interesting is that we had a warning from Commissioner Carr because we know along the way, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to censor or mass censor people. And that's exactly what we're going to see happen because Commissioner Carr is giving us that warning. They're not going after the social media sites. They're going after the ISP providers. That's where they're going to do the censorship, which means when they try to do this, all of this will be turned into a utility, just like the phone system. Very interesting, isn't it? And then we have a message from Scavino. He put up a picture of clouds that aren't moving and the water is only moving, which kind of tells you, look at the water, watch the water. I do believe we're going to see certain things happen as we go into the spring, into the summer. And I do believe things are going to start to really build up because all the crimes, everything that they've been doing is going to be brought out into the open. It's going to be exposed to the people. And the people are going to learn about more and more of what they have done and the networks that they have, more about their bribing, more about blackmail, more about pedophilia, more about what treasonous crimes they have committed. And every step of the way, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to try to hide it all, which means they're going to obstruct justice. They're going to try to use events to hide things. They're going to try to use distractions to hide things. But in the end, the people, they're going to see through all of this. I mean, let's take, for example, what's happening with Biden and Special Counsel Robert Hur, because there are audio recordings of Biden. And right now, we know the Patriots, like James Comer, Jim Jordan, they want the transcripts. They want the audio recording of all of this. And the White House, they're pushing back, saying, no, we're not going to give this to you. What are they trying to hide here? This should be released to the public. It should be completely transparent. Remember, he told us from the very, very beginning, he's going to be the most transparent president. So far, he's been hiding every single thing. He's been obstructing justice. Remember when they said that about Trump? Well, it looks like they were projecting all of that onto Trump, and it's actually them. They're the ones who are obstructing justice. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the deep state players, the Uniparty, they're completely confused with Trump because the message that he put out there. Now, they actually wanted him to take sides, and they wanted him to say that there is a national ban on abortion. But Trump, he went back to the roots of the Constitution, and it's up to the people to decide what they want to do. Just like with everything else, it shouldn't be one individual deciding. That's not how it works. If people want to make a change, then they need to vote the people in to that position and have them change the laws. But you can see the deep state players, they're having a very, very difficult time with this. This is coming out of the Hill. Trump's federal abortion dodge draws fire from both sides. Do you think he planned it this way? Absolutely. Trump, he put out a couple truths in regards to abortion. And this is what he says. People forget. Fighting Roe versus Wade was, right from the beginning, all about bringing the issue back to the states, pursuant to the 10th Amendment and states' rights. It wasn't about anything else. After we won, Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA and Lindsey Graham started saying, no, let's go back to the federal government with 0 weeks. And when they got nowhere, they upped it to 6 weeks. And more recently, they upped it to 15 weeks. And were obviously willing to take the number upward, upward, upward because they were getting nowhere with the Democrats. And they never will, because the Democrats would never give up on this issue, no matter how many weeks the Republicans went. Even if they went unlimited abortion, we had a great victory. It's back in the states where it belongs and where everyone wanted it. The states will be making the decision. Republicans are now free to run for office based on the horrible border, inflation, bad economy, and the death and destruction of our country. Absolutely. Then he says, setting this issue back to the states was the policy of the Republican Party and conservatives for over 50 years due to states' rights and 10th Amendment, and only happening because of the justice I proudly nominated and got confirmed. And then he said, you know, the Democrats are reeling when they have no response to my recent statement on abortion, other than he's only kidding. He will change it, or he won't do that. He'll do something else. I guess this means that he will win the election because they are so bad on every issue. This is the only issue they are focused on. And he took it completely away from them. And remember, this is his campaign. It's an issues campaign. Abortion is not an issue. It's an issue for the D's, but it's not a real issue that people care about right now. When you ask people, do you really care about abortion or inflation? Most people are going to say inflation. When war kicks up, you can ask the question, do you care about abortion or do you care about the war that is approaching. People are going to say, well, I'm more concerned about the war because I don't want a nuclear war. I don't want my children going off to war. I don't want my cousin, brother, sister, mother, father going off to war. Trump took this off the table. It's no longer his responsibility. He gave it back to the states. And if the people want to change things, go ahead and change it in your state. This is what the Constitution says. Abortion was never a right. And the government cannot make it a right because the government doesn't give you rights. Your rights come from where? From God. This is the way the founding fathers created the entire document. And we, the people, told the government, this is what we decided. Now, Trump, he put out other truths. He said, Senator Lindsey Graham is doing a great disservice to the Republican Party and to our country. At first, he wanted no abortion under any circumstances. Then he was up 6 weeks. Then you're allowed abortion. Now he's up to 15 weeks where you're allowed abortion. But what he doesn't understand, or perhaps he does, is the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country will never approve anything that he or the Republicans want. They love this issue and they want to keep it going for as long as Republicans will allow them to do so. Terminating Roe versus Wade was, according to all legal scholars, a great event, but sometimes with great events come difficulties. Many good Republicans lost elections because of this issue, and people like Lindsey Graham are unrelenting, are handing Democrats their dream of the House, Senate, and perhaps even the presidency. By allowing the states to make their decisions and hoping that most Republicans running for office will have the sense, although they must also follow their heart, to require the exemptions for rape, incest, life of the mother, we have taken the abortion issue largely out of play. When the Supreme Court had the courage to do the right thing legally and terminate Roe versus Wade, all of those people, including Lindsey Graham and Marjorie Dannenfelser of Susan B. Anthony, that were hardliners one day after the victory, were gone and of absolutely no help. As the Democrats staged rallies and won elections, they should never have won. Lindsey, Marjorie, and others fought for years unsuccessfully until I came along and got the job done. Then they were gone, never to be heard from again until now. We cannot let our country suffer any further damage by losing elections on issues that should always have been decided by the states and now will be. Then he said Senator Lindsey Graham and Marjorie Dannenfelser should study the 10th Amendment and states' rights. When they do, they should proudly get on with helping Republicans to win elections rather than making it impossible for them to do so. I blame myself for Lindsey Graham because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorsed him. And every step of the way, if you notice, Trump, he draws the people out and you can see their true colors. Just give it enough time and you can see this. And I do believe what Trump did was absolutely brilliant, following the Constitution, and he removed this talking point from the D's, because now it's not at the federal level. It's no longer centralized, just like education, the creation of currency and everything else. This is what the deep state has always done. They've taken everything from the state and they like to centralize it because they like to use certain issues and they like to have control over it. Trump now is decentralizing all these issues and taking it off of the person that is running for office at the federal level. And I do believe this is a brilliant move. And the D's, they are now scrambling because what did they have? Because if you look at the campaign that Trump is running now, and this is his campaign the last 2 years while the resident was in office, remember, he needed 2 years in the very beginning for the resident to kick it off and really destroy America. Then Trump made his announcement about 2 years later when things were really terrible. Now things are a lot worse. You could see that now everything is an issues campaign. So now the D's, what are they going to argue? Oh, you get abortion? No, the states, they make that decision. So let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about war. Let's talk about the open borders. Let's talk about crime. Let's talk about everything else that are real issues today because the state's going to handle the other stuff. So once again, he has now trapped the deep state in all of this. And they're going to have a huge problem. Brilliant move. And this is how we take the country back. We decentralize everything and we take the control away from the D's and the deep state players. And when we're talking about the border, let's say, We could see with this issue, people see what? Other countries opening up their jails, opening up their insane asylum, sending all these people to this country. They are not going to contribute to this country because, again, are these the best scientists? Are these the best doctors? Are these the best educators? Are these the best welders, builders, etc.? No, they're not. They're criminals. That's their career. And those from the insane asylum, that's a whole different story. But you could see the difference now out in El Salvador. They didn't open their borders and say, listen, everyone come in because we need some people here. You know what the president did in El Salvador? He's offering 5,000 free passports to highly skilled immigrants. You know what they want down there? Scientists, engineers, doctors, artists, philosophers. Will this contribute to their society, to their country? Absolutely. With what Biden is doing right now, bringing in the criminals, the human traffickers, drug traffickers, child traffickers, terrorists, gang members, will they contribute to this country? No, the only thing they're going to contribute is more crime, more murder. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. More of that. Are we going to get the best of the best to help build this country? No. And that is the big difference here. Remember, think about what you're witnessing right now. All these illegals are coming in. What are they getting? Well, out in California, they're getting help with getting a house. They're getting help with the down payment. They're getting free health insurance. They're getting room and board, food. And those coming over the border in Texas, they're getting free health insurance, room and board. Everything's being paid for. Think about what Obama did when he created the Affordable Care Act. And first of all, it was never affordable. Remember what he did with that, with the American people. He penalized people for not taking what he offered. Did he give it for free? No. How come? He penalized the American people. So keep in mind that Democrats voted to fine American citizens for not buying insurance and then conspired to give it to illegal aliens for free. Think about that for a second. This is how much they hate the American people. You see, their entire goal with the insurgency, with the 16-year plan, was to destroy this country, to actually make the people pay in this country. And they're showing you their true colors. Just look at their actions. Put it in context. It starts to make a lot of sense in what they did. We will penalize the Americans, but those people coming in illegally who are criminals, released from the insane asylums, we're going to give them free medical insurance. That, I think that tells you everything you need to know. I mean, think about it. Look what they're doing now to Elon Musk with X in Brazil, which soon is going to happen in Europe, which it already is, and soon it's going to happen here in the United States. I do believe the deep state players, they're going to try to use everything they possibly can to actually shut down the social media platforms here because they don't want the truth out there. And you could see that they're now using phase one of their plans, trying to shut down the social media platforms and force these platforms into self-censoring. And the way they're doing this is they're putting a lot of pressure on these companies where they're going to arrest the employees if they don't abide by what they want. Elon put this out and said, "We need to get our employees in Brazil to a safe place or otherwise not in a position of responsibility, then we will do a full data dump. They have been told they will be arrested." So right now we have a Brazilian judge, Alexandre de Moraes, not only instructed X to suspend accounts of journalists and politicians, he demanded that X keep the court order secret and lie that the bans were for violating X's terms of service. This is tyranny. David Sachs then put this out and said, "Does anyone doubt that Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, or Letitia James would act in the manner of Alexandre de Moraes if the American system allowed them to accumulate enough unchecked power?" Yes, they would act exactly like this individual. But since there's checks and balances here and we have the Constitution, it's a little bit more difficult. But you could see this is what they really want to do. Actually, think about COVID. Go back to COVID. Think about the mayors, the governors back then, and Biden and his administration. They tried to suspend the Constitution. They told the people, no, the Constitution doesn't apply now, and I can do these things. I can force you to take a vaccine. I can tell you to stay home. I can tell you that you need your papers when you want to go into a business or anywhere else. I can tell you what to do. You see, then that was ruled all unconstitutional. So if the Constitution wasn't there, these people would go full dictatorship and the government would go full tyrannical. And those prosecutors and judges, they would throw people in prison left and right. Diligent Denenzen put this out and said, "Brazil's government has just announced that it will suspend all contracts with Starlink, Elon Musk company. Many schools in Brazil are reported to use the company to provide internet access to the citizens there." Elon responded to this and said, "Starlink will provide free internet for schools in Brazil if the government won't honor their contracts." Boom. He just countered what they were trying to do here. And if they're doing this in Brazil, it means they're going to try to do this everywhere. What they normally do is they do these things out in Brazil, out in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and they try to bring it here to the United States. And you can see they are bringing mass censorship to the United States. Brendan Carr put this out and said, "The gaslighting continues. The FCC's 435-page plan for increasing government control of the internet doesn't go to paragraphs before falsely stating that the plan is necessary because there's no federal oversight of a broadband today." There is. The FTC already has oversight authority. Michael Waller responds to this and said, "Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is about to squeeze internet service providers to censor content. Warning from Commissioner Carr." How are they going to censor content? Well, he underlined the legal framework applicable to ISPs. And this is what he highlighted. "Although the FTC does not have jurisdiction over voice services because of the common carrier exception in the FTC Act, it does have authority to oversee ISPs' internet privacy practices. The FTC enforces a number of laws that apply to the data practices of ISPs and their affiliated entities." So what they're doing right now is they're going to be going after the ISPs. They're going to try to use the ISPs to censor the people. In the end, the ISPs, they might have to be turned into utilities, just like the phone system. This way they can't censor. But you can see that they're going for mass censorship. And when this fails, because what are you going to do? You're going to tell the ISP provider, censor everybody? That would look very, very suspicious. Will they try doing, you know, this person, that person? Yes. But when more and more people are continually talking the truth, this is going to become very, very difficult. And yes, this is how they're going to try to attack True Social, Rumble, because it's not doing it at the social media platform level. They're doing it at the ISP level. And they'll say, okay, we want you to get rid of these IP addresses, censor all of these. And this is how they're going to try to do it. So those people, they will not be able to get to certain places. They might be able to get to their bank and everything else, but they will have the control to block people from going to social media platforms. People will still have the ability to go to the internet, but not to certain sites. But again, when more and more people are talking about the truth, this is going to be very, very difficult. So I do believe in the end, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to have some type of communication blackout. And maybe this is the first step on how they're going to do this. Very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they like to offload their spying outside of this country, just like they use Pfizer, where they have other countries collecting data on the American people. And then the CIA comes in and says, okay, let's see that data. And they could say, hey, we didn't spy on the people. It was this country. This is how they get around all of this. This is how they get rid of around the Constitution. The same thing's happening now with Visa and MasterCard, because they partnered with CCP-owned China UnionPay, and they can now track your credit card transactions. I wonder what they're tracking. You think they're tracking what food you're purchasing? Or do you think they're tracking if you purchased a weapon? Are they creating a database this way? It's starting to seem this way. Libs of TikTok put this out and said the following. Did you know that the Visa and MasterCard are partnering with CCP-owned China UnionPay, who can track your credit card transactions? This should be a security concern on the level of TikTok. Why is China tracking Americans' credit card purchases? Think about that. Does that make sense? Remember, Howley and J.D. Vance, they introduced the Credit Card Competition Act, which stops this. This is the time to put an end to the CCP's spying. And absolutely, because you can see what they're trying to do. They couldn't follow the Constitution. They couldn't create what they wanted here by going around our rights. So they went outside of the country to collect the data. And again, this violates our constitutional rights. And people say, well, they're private companies. Well, so were social media companies. But what we come to find out was the government was instructing the social media companies on what to do. What do you think the government is doing right now with the credit card processors? They're telling them what to do. They're involved because this is all of their criminal syndicate system. This is how deep and wide it really is. And the people now are seeing this. So I do believe in the end, if they're going to actually try to shut down communications with ISP providers and not shut down the internet, can people use another ISP provider where they don't have control over them? Would that be Starlink? Would that be something else? I do believe so. But I do believe that they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to shut down people from going to different sites. But I think in the end, this is going to completely fail. Once again, people can use VPNs to bypass the system because you can go to other countries and use their systems, which means this is going to be very, very difficult for them in the end, which means they're going to have to try something else. Just like Joe Biden is trying all different things out in Israel and Gaza, but that is completely and utterly failing. Remember, he kept saying that there is a peace deal, that we're getting closer. He made a call to Netanyahu. We need a ceasefire right now. And remember, Netanyahu said, listen, you want peace? Release the hostages. Let everyone go. Well, Hamas rejected Israel's latest ceasefire proposal, despite reports suggesting talks have been progressing well. And again, why doesn't Hamas want to release the hostages? I mean, they came in, they attacked a country. They burned babies. They raped women. They took hostages. And they want to cease fire? Can you imagine if somebody broke into your home and they murdered your child by setting them on fire and then raped your children and took your wife? Would you want to cease fire? Or would you want your wife returned? Or would you go after them with everything that you have? I do believe most people would go after these people and there'd be no agreement whatsoever unless you released the hostages and surrendered. It's the only way it can be. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see out in Ukraine, Zelensky warns that, hey, if we don't get the money, it looks like Russia might win the war. Well, first of all, Russia already won the war. Ukraine, they can't even fight anymore. They don't even have the soldiers anymore. The weapons did absolutely nothing. They're trapped in all this, and now all they want is money. Why don't they just negotiate peace? Wouldn't that be the answer? Wait, I know someone who said he would negotiate peace between Ukraine and Russia. Wasn't that Trump? He said he knew all the players. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. So when war builds up, because you know this is exactly what the deep state's going to do, they're going to push nuclear war. We do already have a person that's been telling everyone, I can have peace and I can negotiate with these people because I know them and nobody has to die. And we could see that this is going to build up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because in the end, the people need to understand how the deep state will try to protect themselves and cover up all their crimes no matter what, even if they have to kill American people, even if they have to kill people around the world. They don't care. Even if they have to have nuclear war, they'll do anything to protect themselves. And I do believe in the end, that is what people are going to see. Just like people are seeing that right now, small college association, they have banned transgender athletes from women's sports competitions. This is a win for common sense, Kevin Roberts says. And he says, your move, NCAA. Absolutely. And we could see people are now fighting back with everything that they have. And we could see the deep state, they're going to keep on Trump. Remember, Trump, he baited the judge in saying, listen, you want to arrest me? Send me to the clink, which means you spend a night in jail. And I do believe Trump is trying to force them into actually sending him to jail. I mean, his poll numbers are going to skyrocket. But out in New York, what do we see happening? Well, it looks like the paperwork that was submitted for Trump's $175 million bond has run into a problem, and it has been resubmitted to New York court. And Letitia James, she might start seizing Trump's properties. Now, do I believe that she's going to be able to do this? No, he already went ahead and he put the bond in there. And he's already saying, listen, yeah, I got it. Here it is. And yes, it might be a mix-up. Something might have happened. But I do believe that this will win out in the end. Kyle Becker put this out and said, Attorney General Letitia James is poised to begin seizing Donald Trump's properties as an insurance company will not be permitted to post a $175 million bond for Trump while he appeals a fraud judgment. Knight Specialty Insurance is currently unable to post a bond on Trump's behalf, Attorney Dave Kingman noted. According to Kingman, as a consequence, New York Attorney General Letitia James will be empowered to initiate enforcement procedures against Trump's properties. A New York court rejected Knight Specialty's application and requested further information about its financial support. The business submitted new documentation on April 4th. Trump must post the $175 million bond to prevent James from initiating enforcement procedures after a court fined the former president $454 million in February for illegally inflating the worth of his assets. Which, again, that is all fake, phony, and false. And think about it. While Trump is putting this bond in and filing the paperwork, if she does go after one of his properties, what do you think the people are going to see? All they're going to see is this person going after Trump's wealth. Remember, she campaigned on getting Trump. She was promised to be the governor, but she couldn't pull it off because no one wanted to vote for her. And I do believe this time around, she won't be voted in. So all she has left is to go after Trump. But if she does make an attempt to go after his property, the people are going to be with Trump and more people are going to be with Trump. If they throw him into jail, if they tried to take one of his properties, there's no coming back from this. Trump will have the people. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking right now. Because they need Trump's immunity gone. Because this is the only way they can go after him. Because if he has immunity, how do you go after him? So it looks like the deep state is doing the exact same thing that they did with Hunter Biden's laptop. They got all these different former generals and others to come together to say that presidential immunity that Trump has is a threat to national security. So we have ex-generals, they have banded together to fight Trump's immunity claim in court. And it would threaten the military's role in society. Mike Davis responded to this and said, how embarrassing. A group of former generals, politicians in uniform, TV generals, filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court. They pretend Trump's assertion of presidential immunity for his official acts somehow threatens national security. Does that mean the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute Obama for capital murder after ordering a drone strike on two American citizens, including a minor? Like judges, military officers who climb into the political arena and interfere in the presidential election are a grave danger to our democracy and our national security. Because what does this show you? It shows you that they are protecting themselves. They're panicking because they are the treasonous people. And really, when you see things like this, it actually shows the board and you could see where the players are and who they are and who they're trying to protect. And Trump, since he stepped out of the White House, stepped out all this, he could see the board. It's becoming very, very clear as time goes on. Every day that passes, you can see who's on the side of the deep state and you can see who's on the side of this country. And that is becoming very, very clear. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that judge who criticized Trump on CNN, he is now facing ethics complaints. So this is D.C. federal judge Reggie Walton. He's facing an ethics complaint after he publicly voiced approval of New York Judge Juan Merchant's decision to issue a gag order on Trump, who is set to go to trial in Manhattan this month on the hush money charges. And think about it. Since he went on to CNN, and it's garnered like millions of views or whatever, he actually now has tainted the jury pool, tainted everyone because of what he said. So what did he say? He said, I think it is an attack on the rule of law when judges are threatened, and particularly when their family is threatened. And it's something that's wrong and should not happen. Because of Trump's position, when he makes statements, it can cause others to react, even if that was not Trump's intention, he said. We have had judges who have lost their lives, or family members who have lost their lives as a result of individuals who have been litigants in the courtroom. His comments come after Trump posted on True Social that Merchant's daughter is a rabid Trump hater. At the time, the gag order only prevented Trump from publicly discussing jurors, court staffers, and attorneys, but not Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, nor Merchant himself. And she is a Trump hater, and she gets a lot of money from the Democrats. So what's the problem here? He's not saying do something. I mean, think about all the people that went down to the Supreme Court justices, and these said, no, this is okay. They have every right to be down there. Did they gag all the people? No, they did not. So once again, this tainted the jury selection and tainted all of it, and this should be a mistrial right off the bat. And this person should be removed of his duties because he knows better, but he did it on purpose. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is while Trump's court cases are now happening, there's a documentary that is going to be released. Trump's allies put this out, accusing the prosecutors of corruption. So we're going to hear stories about Bragg, Letitia James, and many others. And this is going to be a documentary that is coming out at the same time that his trials are happening. So people are going to start to understand and realize, yeah, that these people are completely and utterly corrupt, and they're going to reveal what these people have done. And in this documentary, they're going to do a really deep dive into the backgrounds of the prosecutors behind the four cases against him, and is a must watch for anyone who cares about preserving the rule of law and protecting our constitutional rights. And the people are going to see quite a bit. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lord David Cameron, he is set to visit Florida to meet with Trump to bolster Ukrainian war effort. Now, didn't Cameron call Trump different names? Didn't he call him several disparaging remarks in the past? Absolutely. I think he called him a misogynistic individual. He's xenophobic, he's a protectionist, and now he's meeting Trump in Mar-a-Lago. This is very interesting. Why isn't he meeting Biden? Isn't Biden the resident? Or is he visiting Trump because he's really the commander-in-chief? This is very interesting. Let's see how this all plays out, because once again, didn't Obama run a shadow government where he visited all the leaders after Trump visited? And now we have Cameron coming to Trump while Biden is living in the White House. That is very, very interesting. And the other thing that we find very interesting is since Rona McDaniel has been removed from her position, well, the RNC, they have brought in 100 plus million in 4 weeks. DC Drano put this out and said, the evidence is now crystal clear. Rona was trying to sabotage us from within. Good riddance to the Romney swamp rat. Absolutely. Now, it looks like the Patriots, they are now moving in the direction to protect the elections and make sure the elections are run on the up and up. Now, remember, the deep state players, they created their election system. They use the Dominion machines. They use the mail-in ballots. They know how to operate the systems. They guard the elections with their people. They did this on purpose to manipulate the entire system, because without those people guarding their system wouldn't work. Now, what's very interesting, it looks like RNC Chair Michael Whatley, he has pledged to ensure that the 2024 presidential election is not tainted by voter fraud and added that the RNC will make sure their lawyers and observers are physically in the room. You have to be in the room. You got to have observers watching everything that's going on. Now, again, is the deep state going to like this? Do they want the lawyers and Republicans in every single voting center? Absolutely not. So how is this going to affect their cheating ability? It's going to affect it quite a bit, which means if the lawyers are allowed in there, and we have the RNC lawyers in every voting center, and they're watching the scanners, and they're seeing if they're actually scanning in the ballots correctly, will the deep state be able to cheat? No. Will the deep state accept something like this? Which means, and I don't mean, oh, we don't accept it, you can't be here. They might try that. But I'm saying, will they say, okay, let's do it? Or will they say, holy crap, now we can't do what we want to do. We need to have a different tactic. And I do believe they will try many different tactics. And I do believe they're actually projecting out one of their tactics that they're going to try to use. Because what's very interesting is that NBC News, they put out an article raising alarm bells about the effect postal delivery delays could have on mail-in voting during the 2024 election. The outlet cited recent remarks from Representative Sylvia Garcia, who expressed concerns that the ongoing problem could have repercussions for the country's fall elections. CBS News ran an investigative piece detailing the growing problem of mail theft, titled "Amid Surging Mail Theft, Post Offices Failing to Secure Universal Keys." And according to the outlet, mail theft has skyrocketed in recent years from fewer than 60,000 complaints in 2018 to more than 250,000 in 2023. CBS further discovered that the U.S. Postal Service has failed to take necessary steps to secure millions of universal arrow keys that open bulk mailboxes in apartment buildings and neighborhoods coast to coast. So really think about this. If the lawyers are in the voting area watching everything, can they have the post office lose the ballots, say there's a delay, say that they were stolen to delay the elections? Yeah, I think they're going to try to use the post office to blame all of this on, or at least try to, or to say that we have additional ballots, but we need to wait for them. And I do believe in the end, all of this is not going to work, because remember, they're going to try all different things. Because yes, going back to COVID, they had it made with the scare factor, and with everything that they're going to try right now, this is going to be very, very hard to pull off. The only way they can do any of this is to actually have some type of an event. Now, they can either have an event to scare the people where they have to use mail-ins and then count the ballots at the post offices and then have them send it into the election center so no one sees that they're shutting down the election centers. They do it in the back end, or they're going to have some type of cyber attack to shut it all down. So this way, the RNC lawyers can't see anything because there's no elections, which means I do believe this will then move into paper ballots and the D's and the R's will be removed and the National Guard with the R's and the D's will be brought in to watch the elections when we use paper ballots. So there are many different scenarios that can be done here. And it looks like with the post office, it looks like they're trying to push this to another area, saying there might be delays, people might steal it. This way, when the lawyers are watching what happens in the voting center and as they bring in the ballots, they won't need to shut down the voting center. It will happen at the post office where the lawyers aren't. I do believe this is one of their methods of cheating, and this is what they're going to try to do. Now, I do believe this is going to fail in the end. They won't be able to pull this off because, again, I don't believe they're going to have the number of ballots that they're going to need, because I do believe this is why Trump is telling everyone we need to override their system. See, you could think of it in two ways. Override their system to win, or override their system where they can't cheat and they have to use a different tactic so we can go to paper. Now, again, I do believe they're going to be pushing an insurgency because when we go to paper, do they want people going to the voting centers to vote? No, they do not. So what are they going to do? They're going to use their foot soldiers to try to keep people away from there. And I do believe this is why you're going to need the National Guard in the end to make sure everyone is safe and protected when they go to vote. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players, they are now building up the narrative that MAGA is now going around and punching women. You know all those women that are being punched in New York City? Well, Salon Magazine, they put out an article saying that it's MAGA men that are doing this. And we can see why they're doing this. First of all, they have no proof. They don't know if these are MAGA men, which most likely they're not. And they're just using the MAGA label because what they're trying to do is build up the idea that the men out there, they're violent. MAGA people are violent. And I think that's the message that they're trying to push out there. And we also see that the FBI, they are now sending out warnings about lone wolves still, and they're very worried about domestic terrorism because the FBI right now has thwarted an ISIS terrorist attack and arrested a teenager planning to strike churches. So the Justice Department released a statement announcing the arrest of an 18-year-old Idaho man who is accused of planning terrorist attacks on churches as well as providing support to the Islamic State. This development highlights the potential impact of the situation in the Middle East as federal authorities are heightened alert for potential lone wolf attacks. So if you wanted to get a civil war started, you bring in all the illegals from all the different Muslim countries. You have Antifa and all these people marching around Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. Then you have ISIS go ahead and attack churches around the country. And the American people get angry. Actually, most of the people that are attending church most likely are MAGA, Trump supporters. So do you think they're trying to build the idea of a civil war with this? Absolutely. Is this going to work? I don't believe so. Because once again, who's going to be out there destroying the country? It's not going to be the American people. It's going to be the deep state foot soldiers. They're going to do exactly what they did back in 2020. But this time around, it's going to be very, very different. Because now the military is in control and someone's going to have to call the ball when the violence starts. And I don't think it's going to happen for that long. I do believe, yes, you'll see the violence. Yes, you'll see certain things. But I do believe eventually what's going to happen is they'll call the ball and you're going to see the roundups. You're going to see the military called out. And I do believe this is going to be under Biden's watch. Because remember, Trump, he's not in the White House. Even if this happens after Trump's elected, he's still not inaugurated. It's still Biden, his administration. So I do believe in the end, Biden is going to be rounding up all these people. The optics, I do believe, are going to be absolutely incredible for Trump because the military is one way or another is going to have to take action. Do I think Trump is going to be calling on the military? You think the people are going to say, yes, we must do this? I do believe there's going to be so much pressure on the administration that they'll have to do it no matter what. And this should be very, very interesting because the people in the armed forces, they have to remember their oath, protect the country from domestic and foreign enemies. So if we have all these illegals attacking the country from within, they need to remember their oath. Their oath, their first allegiance is to the Constitution. And I do believe they will follow the Constitution. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a video and it's the ocean and the sky with clouds. The clouds aren't moving, just the ocean is. Is he trying to send a message and telling us to watch the water? Now, I do believe that something will happen out in the ocean. I do believe since we're approaching war, we might see something happen where the country might be attacked by maybe a missile. It might be intercepted to scare the people into thinking that we're heading towards war. So let's watch the water. It could happen anywhere. I mean, we've seen a tanker crash into a bridge. There's another tanker that lost power, which is very interesting. And I do believe we're going to see something happen here. And I do believe Scavino is letting us know that this is coming up, and just watch the water. But in the end, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have everything under control. And we can see the deep state, they are now maneuvering to actually put everything into place for the presidential election. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path. So this way, the people could see exactly what they're trying to do, how they're trying to bring us to war, how their foot soldiers, all the illegals that they brought into this country, how they're attacking the country from within. Because again, when the people see all this, who do you think the people are going to vote for? The people are going to vote for the person that wants peace, that wants rule of law, that wants these people rounded up, that wants the economy to be strong. Because while this is all happening, I do believe the market will probably end up coming down too. So once again, I do believe the people are going to see all this, and the people are going to really wake up. And I'm really talking about the D's, because the D's need to be brought to a place where they need to use common sense. And they will be brought to a place where they hit the precipice, and they will find that will to change, because they won't be able to take this, because they'll see what's happening in their neighborhoods. They'll see what's happening around the country, and eventually they'll say, enough, we can't do this anymore. We need someone that's going to actually protect this country, that's going to follow the rule of law, that is going to stop these people. And I do believe in the end, all of these people will find the will to change, and these people will be on the side of Trump. Actually, Trump gave them an invitation. I do believe he's going to continually do this. And in the end, I say the majority, they will come over to the side of common sense. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN.